Here's a question that's a little bit, I wouldn't say it's off the wall, but it's not exactly on topic as we've been discussing it tonight. Is it not right to dress up when going to a local church? Is it not respectful? Well, again, some of this is a cultural thing, isn't it? I remember sitting with my little daughter. We were watching missionary slides and from Africa somewhere, and she leaned over to me and she said, "Those people must be very poor. Their clothes don't even match." So we have different standards as to what is or isn't appropriate. If the missionaries are very encouraged when the ladies come and wear clothes, you know, that's an encouraging thing right there. When you're dealing with these primitive tribal culture, sometimes it takes a while to even get them to that point. And so the elders are not especially concerned whether the man has a certain shade of tie or shirt, or, you know, that's not a big issue there. When we come together, the Word of God has some clear statements regarding clothing. One of them is, not immodest. And that's something that it's much better for the older sisters to discuss with the younger sisters than for preachers to talk about. Preachers should not have to preach about slits in skirts and things like that. The older women are to teach the younger women to be modest. And so that is not something that should be a matter of every conference, the preachers having to, or feeling necessary that they should be fashion consultants for the women. Then secondly, we're told that clothing should not be, expensive. We hear a lot of preaching about modest clothing, not too much preaching about expensive clothing, do we? But that's also in the Bible, that we should not be wearing expensive clothing. And then I think, thirdly, we recognize that the Apostle Paul, in speaking about a woman's deportment, he says she should understand that her true beauty is not in her outward apparel at all. Her true beauty is in the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. Having said all of that, we recognize that people can wear clothing as a uniform. And sometimes we are saying, I'm not saying everybody does this, this is a matter of our heart, isn't it? But some people say by the clothing they wear, "I'm casual about the things of God. I mean business about business, but I'm casual about the things of God." And if that's what they're saying, then they need to take a good hard look at their own hearts. It is a dangerous thing, and I know we want to, you know, we want to present a positive and wholesome view for people who are coming. We want to have a good testimony, we say. But sometimes we give the impression that a certain kind of clothing, a certain way of dressing, is more godly than another. And we need to be careful with that, don't we? We need to be careful that we're not using standards that are cultural standards and making them out to be church standards. Now, in our family, we had some of our family members for a while wore, what do you call them, nappies? We didn't wear nappies to make them feel comfortable and at home. We didn't feel any obligation to do that. We knew that someday they'd grow up and they'd put them aside and they wouldn't wear them anymore. But while they were wearing them, you expect babies to act like babies, you know. And so when you have new Christians coming in, the idea is not to give them the impression that true spirituality is an external thing. We do want them, we want to encourage them to godly living, to holiness, to being serious about the things of God. And sometimes, you know, the story of my wife leading our garbage man to the Lord. And when he arrived at our assembly, he was wearing a flaming red jumpsuit with the garbage company logo. It was the best thing he had. And a great big Bible, which he had found in the trash, actually. It was one of these Samsonite editions with retractable wheels, you know, this great big massive thing with the big plates in it. And, you know, that man, he had that for about a month. And he came to me and he said, "What is with these funny books in the middle?" The apocryphal books were in this Bible, you see. Now here's a man, he didn't have 1 minute in a Bible school, but when he looked at those books in the middle, he knew they didn't have the ring of truth about them. He sat in the front row. He was just like a happy little boy in a candy store. Everything was wonderful. He was the best thing that ever happened to our assembly. The Bible says, oh, this is another zinger. Hang on, folks. Unto the poor the gospel's preached. We have made the gospel an upper middle class phenomenon. And when we look at people, we say, he's good assembly material. What we mean is, he's already almost sort of like us. You know, he's got a nice car, he pays his bills, he has a nice family, and he'd fit right in. That is not the kind of people that Jesus attracted. When he held up the gospel banner, he got prostitutes and tax collectors and obvious sinners. They're the ones who came to him. It was the upper middle class who executed him. And maybe one of the reasons we're not so effective in the gospel is because we have set a standard for our local assemblies. This is what a good Christian looks like. And there are a lot of people who can't even afford the kind of clothes we wear. Maybe you've read the story of Harold St. John, who tried to reach the down-and-outers in London. And he could not do it until he went down to a second-hand store and bought some second-hand clothes. And then he could do it. Now, I'm not saying that we're careless or sloppy, but I think sometimes we have this image in our minds, and we don't want people feeling like it doesn't matter. It does matter. It matters. Everything matters. How we drive our car matters. The jokes we laugh at, the way we pay our money, everything matters. We need to do all things to the glory of God. But doing things to the glory of God doesn't necessarily mean looking like we just stepped out of a fashion magazine, right? The Lord speaks about these other issues when it comes to clothing, and those are all important issues. So maybe that's a little fuzzy. I didn't quite come down exactly where I ought to have been on the subject, but maybe you can find some helpful things in there somewhere.